Now, the Mishnah in Chulin, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, Gid HaNosheh Sheni, in the Mishnah, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis, Gid HaNosheh Sheni Izbasho Imagidim, Bizman Shemakir Ibn Eisen Tan, Vim Laf Kula Masoy. So, if he doesn't, he is not able to identify the Gid HaNosheh, so there is a Taruvah of Yavish B'Yavish, so everything, all the Gidim, that on Izbasho, they are Arosa. Arosa, there is no bit. So the Gemara says, "Kasha v'levatul berube." So let the bitul behold. That the Gemara, that Tzadik Tes on the base, the last line. The Gemara says, "Bar Yishan." So there is a loche that Bar Yishan does not become God. So why? So Rishayim explain it because if Bar Yishan has a din of a Dovah Choshev. Now there is a loche that the Dovah Choshev is not God. So there are all kinds of Dovah Choshev. Chticho Yulis Chabik is a Dovah Choshev. Dovah Shev Minyan is a Dovah Choshev, and Bar Yishan is also a Dovah Choshev. Anyway, the Lashon HaGemara is Bar Yishan. A Bar Yishan does not become God. So Tosa says, Bar Yishan, Vachi Yubelef Lebot. Vichei, Chticho Ruhu Yishabit Lebtelo. Kidom Aroche. So vis-a-vis, Chticho Ruhu Yishabit, the Gemara says in so many words, that Afil Yubelef Lebot. But Ligabi Bar Yishan, the Gemara doesn't say Afil Yubelef Lebot. But the Gemara says, Bar Yishan, a Bar Yishan does not become God. But Tosa says, that the Pshat is, Tosa is the Rosh, it says that the Pshat is a barrier, has a, also has a din of a Dovah Choshev. So Mele, a barrier does not become bot. And this is Alochim the Rabbanim, the Rais, everything becomes bot. Anyway, that's the Alochim, that's the Mokel and the Gemara, that the barrier doesn't become bot. Now, let's see, let's first go over on the two, Simen Kuf. Kol Dovah Shehu barrier, King Eni Molo, Oyeif Tomei, V'gidah Moshe, V'eilu Nachai, V'chaye Yitzibate, Shim Yecholit Ein Shnei Olof, in the bottle of Eva. So there is a loche that that Berye is not bought with Rabot. Now this is a loche with Rabot that Berye does not become bottle. With Raisi, Berye does become bottle. But it has a smach in a dinner with Raisi. Now we have a loche of Berye in the Raisi too. Let's say, suppose someone eats Chile. So he's only Chayev Malkis if he eats Kazayitz. Chile, Dam, Amin, all the Isur Yishvatel. Masha'inkin, if somebody will eat, let's say, a small ant, a living ant, it has much less than Kazayitz. He's Chayev Malkis. Why? Because an ant is an insect, is a bird. So there is a loche that if someone eats a bird, he's Chayev Malkis even though he doesn't have a Kazayitz. So that is the smach for the takon. This is our loch in the rice. That the berye in the mashu, you are chayiv malkes, and if you eat it, the behem of the berye, an ant, and any insect. So even though he doesn't have a kazai, so you are chayiv malkes. So because of that, the chachomim were misakein, just as the Torah was mechayiv. Just as the Torah was mechayiv. Malkes, for a berye, even though it has no kazai, the same way, if a berye was nisarif with heter, so even though there is shishin, it doesn't become bottle. Now, so that's the smach, the aloche that berye yachayim malkes, even though it doesn't have kazayis, is the basis for the takones chachomim that berye does not become bottle. Now, why do we say, midraise, that for a berye yachayim malkes, even though there is no kazayis? So at that point there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesves in Shvuas Tavchof. So Rashi says that the reason is why the Torah was mechayev malkes for a berye, when you eat a little insect, even though there is no kazayis, because of the chshivas of berye. Because of the chshivas of berye. Tesves says something else, not because of chshivas. Not because of chshivas, but because when the Torah says, when the Torah mentions a lav, that we are not allowed to eat a remes, horemis al horetz, or a sheretz, or so on. So the Torah now, there are all kinds of shrotzim, and all kinds of remosim, and usually remes that Israel is alone as does not have a kazayis. So the mele there is exeros hakosu. Because the Torah says we're not allowed to eat a remes or imsa oretz or isharetz. So, and usually a remes or isharetz does not have a kazayis. So there is exeros hakosu. Bring delo, bring tan. According to Rashi, the reason is to why you are chayav malkes. When one eats a berye, even though the kazayis, because of chshives. And according to Teisves, because it is considered that the Torah spelled it out. Bring delo, bring tan. Anyway, so this aloche, that for a berye, you are chayav malkes, even though there is no kazayis, is the basis for the takonis chachomim, that the berye, when it's nisari, it does not become bottom. Now, what is a berye? So the Gemara says that Gidanoshe is a berye. Not only Nimolo is a berye, but Gidanoshe is also a berye. And Vamlachai is a berye. So in other words, in order to be considered a berye, it does not have to constitute a whole organism. Even an either of an organism is also considered a berye. Is also considered a berye. So many Rishenim, so Rishenim is Kikashi. How is it that Gilanoshe, even though it does not constitute a whole organism, it's just one part, one iver, so is considered a berry. Even Lachai, even though it doesn't constitute a whole organism, is considered a berry. So why isn't Chilev considered a berry? Why isn't Chilev considered a berry? Why isn't Nevela considered a berry? Nevela, the halacha is that only if there is a kazai, is Yachai. Gilanoshe, even if there is no kazai, is Yachai. Even Lachai, if it's a whole Eidom Nachai, even though there is no Kazais, so Yachai, let's say if it's a whole Eiver of Boso, Gidin Batzomeis, even though it happens to be a small Eiver, it does not have a Kazais, so Yachai. So why? So what is the criterion whereby we determine as to whether something is a barrier or something is not a barrier? Chaylev and Nivele is not a barrier. And Gidanoshe and Eidom Nachai is a barrier. What is the difference? Bishleime, let's say, Nimolo, all right, is a whole organism. But even Nachai, Gidanoshe, is not the whole organism. Still, it's considered a berye. So why isn't Chilev considered a berye? Chilev is not considered a berye, Ligabe, the Chiyuv Malkes. So if there is no Kazayis, you're not Chayev, and Ligabe, Taruves, it's not considered a berye either. In other words, Chilev is bottle bishishi. And Gidanoshe is not bottle bishishi. So what is the criteria? So many Rishenim, many Rishenim laid down a number of characteristics of a berry. Not one. Number one is that it has to be a living thing. That's one thing. It has to be a living thing. Number two, in other words, berries nishama. Berries nishama. But berries nishama does not mean that it has to be the whole organism of the living thing. Even a part of a living organism is also a berry. For Raya, Gilanoshe, Ivam Nachai. But it has to be Bayas Nisham. Number two, it has to be a Shleim. Not if it's not a Shleim. Now, number three, that it has to be Oseh Mitchilas Briyose, many Rishenim say. It has to be Oseh Mitchilas Briyose. And that's the reason as to why Nivele is not a Bay. Because Nivele is not Oseh Mitchilas Briyose. So it's not a berry. So Nevela does become bottom. Does become bottom. Now, number four, so Teisves, the Rashba, lay down another characteristic of berry. And that is that Sheim Yecholik, it has to be such an entity. Sheim Yecholik and Shmoyol. In other words, if you divide it, if you cut it in two, let's say, so then the Shem is Poka. The Shem is Poka. For example, let's say you take an insect, a fly. That's a berry. Suppose you cut the fly into halves. So then you don't call each half a fly. You call part of a fly. You don't call it a fly. You see? And Gidanoshe. So if you take a Gidanoshe and you cut it and you slice it, so you call it a slice of the Gidanoshe. You don't call it Gidanoshe. You take an Ilam Nachai. And even a chai, you take a leg of a behemoth, and if you cut it into many parts, you will not call each slice even a chai. You call it chtichas even a chai. So, and if you cut a gilanoshe, so then each slice is not called the Gidanoshi, it's called the Tichas Gidanoshi. Now, Mashayim ki Chilev, you have a big portion of Chilev, and you cut it into 10 portions, into 10 slices, so each slice is also called Chilev, you see. So it's not, so Mimele, it's not a Be'ai. So in other words, so one of the characteristics of Be'ai is, She'im Yecholeik Ein Shmoyolov. Ein Shmoyolov. Now, then, so many Rishenim mentioned that. Many Rishenim. But there is a Machlekes Rishenim. What Shem is important? Many Rishenim agree that Im Yecholeik Ein Shmoyolov is an essential characteristic of Be'ai. So because of that, Chilev is not a Be'ai. Chilev is not a Be'ai. Even though Chilev conforms to all the other characteristics of Be'ai. First of all, Chilev is a Birias Nishome. True, Chilev does not constitute the whole organism, but nor does Gidanoshe constitute the whole organism. So Chilev conforms to many of the characteristics of Be'ai. It's a Birias Nishome. It's a Birias Nishome. It's a living thing. It's a part of a living thing. And Chilev, so could be in Shleimo. In other words, every you have Chilev, let's say, on the intestines you have Chilev, on the kidneys you have Chilev. So every portion of Chilev, and it's certain that is naturally attached to a certain organ of the Behemo, so could be in Shleimo. So it conforms to many characteristics of Be'ai. Many characteristics of Be'ai. But Chilev does not conform to that characteristics. She'im Yecholeik Ein Shmoyolov. Chilev, you have the whole portion of Chilev that covers up the kidney, the whole portion of Chilev that covers up the intestine. But suppose you cut it, you slice it into many parts, so each slice also has the same shame. Mashen ki Gidanoshe, you slice the Gidanoshe, so each slice is not called the Gidanoshe. Ilam Lachai, if you slice the Ilam Lachai, only the whole Ilam Lachai is called Ilam Lachai. But if you slice it, it's called the Chtiche of Ilam Lachai. So in other words, so that's another characteristic. But there is a machlekes rishenim. What does it mean? She'im Yecholeik Ein Shmoyolov. Is it the shemetzem or it's the legal name? It's a legal name. Now, let's say chito. Now, chito. So of course, chito is not considered to be according to the Rabbanon of Reb Shimon, because it's not a be'ayis neshamim. And Reb Shimon holds that o'eichel chito, if somebody, let's say, eats a chito shel tevel, so he's chayiv malkes even though he doesn't have a kazayis. So Reb Shimon, according to Rabbi Yirmiyeh, Reb Shimon says that o'eichel chito shel tevel is chayiv malkes for two reasons. First of all, that's Reb Shimon in Daf Yud Zayin in Makis. So first of all, Reb Shimon holds that chito is also be'ayis nishomim. Why? Well, first of all, Reb Shimon, I have to start from the other end. First of all, Reb Shimon holds that chiurim are only mentioned vis-a-vis kores, vis-a-vis malkes. There is no shiur of kazayis. That's one thing. And then Reb Shimon says that it's a be'ayis. But it has to be be'ayis nishome. So Reb Shimon says that chito is also a be'ayis nishome. Why? Vegetative life. In other words, it's also a certain kind of a living thing. Vegetative life. But the Rabbonon say that chito is not a be'ayis nishome. In other words, vegetative life is not considered be'ayis nishome. It has to be animal life, not vegetative life. Alright, so, and then, there is a machlekes resheinim. It's a machlekes in the pshat in the Gemara. Whether the reason as to why, according to the Rabbonon of Reb Shimon, so, eichel chito shel teva, less than a kazayis, is potter of malkes. So some resheinim say that the only reason as to why the Rabbonon achilik on Reb Shimon in regard to chito shel teva, and the Rabbonon say that he's potter of malkes, is because the Rabbanon require be'ayis nishome animal life. And so chito is not be'ayis nishome, it's not animal life. It's vegetative life. But otherwise, it would be a be'ayis. But then there are some Rishenim who say, no, that even Teisves and the Rosh say that even that there is another reason as to why, according to Rabbanan of Rav Shimon, so chito is not a barrier, apart from barrier's neshama, because one of the characteristics of barrier is sheim yicholik in shmei olov. If someone eats a chito shel tevel, so im yicholik shmei olov, because a whole chito is tevel, and half a chito is also tevel, and the fourth of a chito, you slice it into 10 parts, the chito, it still and retains its name, tevel, no matter how, whether it's a whole chito, half a chito, fourth of a chito, tenth of a chito, it's still shmei olov. So the melee doesn't conform according to Tesis and the Rosh to the characteristics of im yicholik in shmei olov, because even if it's nechlak, it still retains its shem. But the Rashbo and the Ran say no. That the only reason is to why the Rabbanon, Achilik and Rav Shimon, they say Yoichil Chito Shel Tevel is Potter of Malkes because he doesn't have a Kazayis, and it's not a barrier, is because it's not barrier's neshama, it's not animal life. But as far as the other characteristics of Shim Yicholik and Shmei Olov is concerned, so then Chito conforms, because Chito, if you take a chito and you slice it into two halves, so each half is called a part of a chticha of a chito. It's not a chito. So in other words, according to Tesis and the Rosh, so the criterion whereby we determine as to whether each imicholik shmei olov or ein shmei olov is the legal name. Now hoichol chito shel tevel. So what is the legal name? Tevel. So Mela, as far as the legal name is concerned, so im yicholik shmei olov, you take a whole chito, you slice it into several parts, so it's still, every part retains the same name of Tevel. According to the Rashba and the Ram, it's not the legal name that is important, but the shimetzim, the physical name. In other words, chito. So if you slice it, so it's ein shmei olov. So that's why Tesis in Makis says, now Rabbanon say that Oyechol Chito Shel Tevel has no kazayis, is potter of malchus, so it's chotzi shiel. Reb Shimon says chayel malchus. So then Gemara in Makis daf Yud Zayin, there is a machlekes amroi. Omar Rav Bibi, Omar Rav Shimon Melokish, machlekes bechito, aval bikemach divahakel kazayis. Because that's not a barrier. V'Rav Yomi, Omar Rav Shimon Melokish, ki machlekes bezu, kach machlekes bezu. Kach magelezu. In other words, that according to Rav Shimon, even oichel kemach shel tevel, less than mashu, is chayel malchus. Man, Omar Lehem Rav Shimon, yate meidim li beichel nimolo kol shehu shuchay. Rav Shimon said, Chachomim, how are you chilek on me in regard to Eichel Chito Shel Tevel, and you say, Poter, don't you agree with me that if somebody eats an ant, no matter how small it is, it's Chayim Malkis. Omar Lehem Rav Shimon, keep a yos. So Chachomim said, nimolo is something else, it's a barrier. Omar Lehem, af chito achas kiba yos. So chito ein kemach lehem. So it's a kasha against Rabbi Yomiye. Rabbi Yomiye says that according to Rav Shimon, even Eichel Kemach Shel Tevel is Chayim Malkis. So the Gemara says, "Lidivrim komar, lihu, lididi afilu kemachname, el didchu, eidol imi as dechit achas kebayos, v'rabonon brias nishomo chshuvo, chito loy chshuvo." So Tesis and the Rosh say, when the Rabbonon said brias nishomo chshuvo, chito loy chshuvo, so this again they said lididchu, lididon. So even if it had been a bias nishome, so chito wouldn't be considered. So chito wouldn't be considered a bias. He says, bias nishome. We don't afil nami is ben nishome. We have a bias, so it wouldn't be considered a bias. Why? Because bechito. So he's not a barrier, because when it's nechtach, so ishmeyolov. Elo miditcho, the barrier. So So you don't agree with this requirement that im nechtach. So in shmeyolov. So either me the chim the leker nishama the bottom. So in other words, we have a machleket rishenim in regard to this characteristic, this prerequisite that im nechtach in shmeyolov. What does it mean? The shemetzem, the shem of the shemetzem, the physical name, is not retained, or the legal name is not retained. Nafkemina is legabi, let's say, like chidush or teva. All right. So the Torah says, kol davar shehu be'ayin, ki'inimolo yiktomei v'kidanoshe v'imanachai v'chayei tzibazeh, she'im yecholei ki'in shmei olov, en yipot leilo, v'im nizba she'eo, im ha'eter, im en imakirei hakelosa, afilu him elech, avol reitev tolu bin sinastam. So in other words, as far as the band itself is concerned, so Yovish be Yovish, what's the rules of Yovish be Yovish? So then we say Barye does not become Botla Filibel. So Avlorit of Tolubin Sinastan, Shimyesh beheta Samach Kenegeta Barye or Reitev Muta. As far as the plate of the Barye is concerned, so the plate of the Barye becomes Botla Bishish. Shaafal Pishi Kreini bottle, tiny bottle, only the Ikea, the band itself of the Barye is not Botla Barye. But the plate, not the Ikea of the Barye, don't become Botla Bishish. V'makirei, so suppose he can identify the barrier the molo, so it's there, okay, he throws it out. V'achirin v'oreitev tluim b'sinastam, but if he cannot identify the ant, let's say the insect, so then everything is osa. According to the psak of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, let's say suppose an ant fell into a big kettle of soup. So if you can, with a strainer, you can separate the end from the soup, all right? So then it does not, because then you separate it and it becomes bot. I mean, so as far as the plate is concerned, it becomes bot. But suppose the end is so small that there is no strainer whereby you can separate it, so then all the soup is off. So is it? והאחרים והרעיתם תלויים בסין הסתם, שאם יש בכל סמך כנגד הבעיה, יש מותה. ואם לאו, יש אסורי. חוץ מגדנושה, so גדנושה, so היא פסקנים בגדן בניסן טעם. so ממילא, שאין טעם העשר, תקיים מלון, אין בגדן בניסן טעם. so ממילא, if you can identify the גדנושה, you take it out, and then the rest of the day is מותה. but if you cannot identify the גדנושה, so anything that can be mixed up with the גדנושה, so is us. Aval shumne yosam de rabono. So the gidanoshe itself is in beginning this in time. But the shumen of the gidanoshe, that is osam de rabono, and that gives it time. So maybe we require shishin neged the shumen. Shumen osam de rabono, bitzorach samach neged, vahate horeite. Im kach yorach shen izbashel im gidei, im makire zirake, vichol asho muta, im yish bisamach neged shumne, vim eini makire kolach tichet asuris, vim yish bigdei resamach neged shumen, ozoreite vmuta, vim vavosa, vim nimuach, shein nika, שניקה, צורר גם כן סמך כנגדי, כנגדי. דאף על פי שאין ביטעם, והוא קייץ, התאירו הסורתי. So in other words, so suppose the גדנושי, suppose the גדנושי, so is נמוח, is crushed. So in other words, if it's not crushed, and we can identify it, so all we have to do is to take it out, and then we require only shishim neged the shumen of the gedanoshe. We don't need shishim neged the gedanoshe itself, because in beginning there isn't time. But suppose the gedanoshe is crushed. Now if it's ground, it's crushed. So memele as far as the aloche that buried, I feel the belly of the bottle is not shayach, because when do we say that he buried is a filibellifly bottle only when shleimo, but if it's crushed, if it's cut up, so then it doesn't have a dinner with barye. But, so maybe we require shishim, and even though we say in beginning when it's in time, that's only the plate, that's only vis-a-vis the plate of the gidanoshe, doesn't tasa. So we don't require shishim nega the gidanoshe. The gidanoshe, in respect to the plate of the gidanoshe, but in respect to the behem of the gidanoshe, so even though it's in beginning this time, but the Torah has it. So, if the gidanoshe was crushed, was ground, we must have in the Gdeire 60 measures neged the size of the Kidanosh. ואם נמוח שניקה פצורת גם כן סמה כנגדי דאף על פי שאין בטעם הוא קייץ התירו סרטה so ממילא if we can identify it so then the problem is only with the plate of the גרנושה so we say אין בגין ניסן טעם מה שאין כן if it's washed we cannot take it out so then we have a problem with the ban of the גרנושה so even though it's אין בגין ניסן טעם but the Torah said והוא קייץ התורה שם. Then he says, יש אמרי, דיבר יבטלה בתוף תוף קופסמך, 960. ולא נהירה, ועדין יובי הרוסה. So in other words, so the ראש שיטה is that דיבר יה אפילו בלפלי בוטל. But there is a שיטה that דיבר יה does not become bottle in שישי, but it becomes bottle in 960. That's the שיטה of the Russian Trumais and the Rashbo in Tiras Abayis Bayis Dalet Shahar Aleph so the Shita of the Rash and the Rashbo is that Berye is to be distinguished from every other Dov HaChoshuv every other Dov HaChoshuv let's say Dov HaChoshuv Minyan or Chticho Willis Chabeit so or Bal Chaim Afil Be'alef Libot Mashenkin Berye it's not bottle B'Shishim but it's bottle in 960 where did they get such a figure, I mean, it's not an arbitrary figure. So that's in Mishneh, in Trumis. Perek Yud of Trumo, Mishneches. So the Mishneches, Perek Yud of Trumo, Mishneches says as follows. Doctor me, she kofshe in doctor yet. Suppose you soaked, one doctor may with many dog in tail in a bow. Kol geref shehu marzik sosai, every bow that has the capacity of sosai. Now the cheshbon of sosai is as follows. Now one sosai means two saw. Now one saw is the equivalent of 24 lugim. Now, and the lug is the equivalent of 2 litres. And a litre has the weight of 100 zuz. So 1 litre has the weight of 100 zuz. And so a lug has 2 litres. So that has 200 zuz. A lug has the weight of 200 zuz. And we saw is Chavdalet Lugi. Chavdalet Lugi. So that means that the saw has 24 times 200. So he says, Nimtso, the Sosayim Elim Litzadik Vov Meizuz. The weight of 96 Meizuz. Now, so in Yeshbe, so according to the Rash Pshat, in the Mishneh. In other words, we are dealing according to the Rash Pshat in the Mishneh. So the Mishneh is reference to the Dag Domi itself. So Kol Geref Shul Marzik Sosai, if the capacity of that barrel, it means of all the Dogim Teirim that are contained in the Dogim Teirim together with the Tzir, whatever it is, so it's Marzik Sosai, and Sosai is Tzadik Vov of 96 Meizuz. So if the dog Tomei has Mishkal in Yeshbei Mishkal Asorozuz B'Yehudeh Shein Chomei Soim B'Golil, so it's awesome. B'Golil, it's awesome. It's awesome. So that means that Wie tadik meilen, von mit blomen in Kettle. Wie tof rei? Tof rei, das doch von in Samer. Au me ikel, jid von in Taktat. Nito, kol asore zun is echot mit Taktat. Echot mit Taktat. So this is what the Mishnah says. The Rosh is Chelek, so that's the Rashi text. In other words, כל דרך שהוא מרזיק סוסיים, אם יש בו מישהו לעשור הזוז ביהודה, שהם חומץ לאים בגוליו, so that means that is the ratio of 1 to 960. So, according to Rash, the Mishnah is reference to the Daktam itself. The Rosh says, no, the Mishnah does not have reference to the Daktam itself, but it has reference to the Tzir Daktam. Now the Tzir of the Daktam is only also in the Rabbah. So the Rav in Batunore also explains it like the Rosh. Kom Gerev Shil Marzik Sosai, Im Mir Besh Daktam, Im Har Bidom Interim, Bei Bitei Chovies, Ve Chovies Marzik Sosai, Ve Yesh Mit Tzir Daktam, Mishkal Es Azuzim Shal Yehude, Shehem Chomish Loim Shal Golir, Ve Chol Asher Tzir Daktam, שנמצות ציר של דוקטומי אחד מתשע מאה זה שישים של דוקטומי עושה ואם הוא היה הציר של דוקטומי פרוחת מכמותה פרוחת מכמותה So, according to the Rash and the Rashbo this is reference to the דוקטומי itself so even though the דוקטומי itself is a value so it's not got to be שישים but if it is if there is 960 measures of heter neged the size of the barrier so neged the size of the barrier so in other words so if the doctomei has the weight of 5 sloim so then it is in the ratio of 1 to 960 so then it becomes bottle a barrier becomes bottle in 960 but according to Rosh this special shield applies to the tzir of doctomei and tzir of doctomei is only awesome barbonot so the Chachomim decided upon this year, why? Because the tzir is very sharp and you can detect it. I mean, if there is a mixture of tzir doktomei and tzir doktoyei, so then becomes bottle in that ratio. So, but according to the Rash and that's the shita of most Rishayim, but according to the Rash and the Rashbo, the Mishnah is referenced not to the tzir of doktomei, but it is referenced to the doctor himself. So this is what he says. Yesh emun nidayet shtelo bitof tof kuf samech medyar ne rosam. Now, he says, so the Bessi Yosef says, Yad Yosef mitnam bitchumo perik yut amasnitsin dirtomi shekov shein doktoria kol gero shomar dixosayin yim yish mishkal yutzuz biyude shein shei sloyim bikolio. So in other words, so the ratio between the mishkal of five sloyim to sosayim so that's 1 to 960. We come out of the Rishalme, Shura Echot Mitot Tov Tov Kuf Samach. Here is Rabbi Yudah Barbun, Be'arbere, Echot Le'arbere. So the Rishalme there in that Perek says in Trumah, he says that Rabbi Yudah Barbun passed that when an Arbo was Nisari, so he becomes Bottle in Echot Le'arbere. So the Rash says, Perek, here is Rabbi Yisi, Be'arbo, Shanisari Beta. U'Bottle Be'arbere. So the question is, why Arbere? So it's less than ever. It's 960. So the Rash says, V'ho'adinim ho'yot tof tof kuf samach. But there in that case, so there were elef measures. So yesh v'chom sayin monen. But we don't require elef, 960 is enough. Anyway, al me'ber yeh p'telo b'tof tof kuf samach. Tof kuf samach. So then, but the other Rishayim, they say, that the Mishnah has reference not to the Doktame itself, but there's reference to the Tzir Doktame. So it's a special shield in Tzir, because Tzir is a very sharp thing. The brine. So there is a special shield that it becomes bottle in 960. So what do they do with the Yerushalme? The Yerushalme says, Hei Rabbi Yis, not Rabbi Yudah Barbun, but Rabbi Yis Barbun. Hei Rabbi Yis Barbun, be Arbo, shit. Be'arbo, so they say arbo doesn't mean a mouse. You see, the Rash assumes that arbere means a mouse. Arbere is the name of a place. Arba is the name of a place. So just as we have, I mean, names of people who are called Arbere, Meisel, I mean. So they had names of places that were called Arbere. So here Rabbi Yisi, here Rabbi Yisi, Barbun be Arbere, in a certain city. So he lived in that city, Rabbi Yisi Barbun. So there was a case of the brine. There was a mixture of the brine of a Dr. May with the brine of Dogin Teirin. And there were 960 measures of the brine in the brine of Dogin Teirin, as against one measure of Siotoya. So it was matter. Anyway, most Rishonim explain it that way. So in other words, so they say that Ibraya is Afilo Be'alef Libos. Now let's see the Mechaba. Ba'alya da Haineke Be'in Imolo Yiftomei V'gir Anoshi Ve'ivam Nachai U'beitcha She'yesh Bo Efreyach V'chayetze Be'en Afilo Be'alef Libos Lo Ve'in Lo Yidin Ba'alya Elo Yimche In Udobo She'hoge Be'chiyet. In other words, a living thing. In other words, but he doesn't have to be living now. Even a dead Nimolo, as long as it's complete, intact, I mean, not cut up, so does not become bot. But something that had chiyas, lafuke, let's say gilanoshe, so it was cut out from the behemoth, so it's not living, it doesn't have life now, but it was living. And as long as it's a shleimo, it's a whole entity, even though it's not, it doesn't represent the whole entity of the whole organism, just the one either, so it's a bayi. Lafuke chita achashalisa. So that's various, that's vegetative life. So vegetative life is not considered various nishon, only animal life. V'chein tzorich she'idovo she'osea mitchilas briyos. So you see the Mechaber says that the reason as to why chito shel tevel is not a bayye is because it's not various nishomim. So, but how about the other characteristics? She'im yechole yikin shmei olof. So he, the Mechaber paskins, like the Rishenim, that this is considered yechole yikin shmei olof. Why? Because the Mechaber paskens like the Rishonim that in considering this prerequisite of him holik and shmei olov, we don't consider the legal name, but the shenetzem name, the physical name. So in other words, if you cut up a chito into several parts, so each part is only a slice of a chito, you don't call it chito. So he says, "V'chein tzor she'idova she'oseh mitzchilas v'riyotei la'afuke eif teya she'nisnaber." So the question is, how is it that an eif teya, so an eftoya that became the veil had to die, made the mesa melel, so then it requires the kazais. It requires the kazais to be high of malchus. High of malchus. This has no relevance with that people, because an eftoya shen is nabel is not bottle either, because it's a davar choshev, you see. But it has, so, osher anisko. So the halacha is, the halacha is sheranisko, so it doesn't become bottle because of balachayim with tele, but not because of barye. Why not because of barye? Because it's not osam mitzvah sriyote. So insofar as the halacha of barye does not become bottle, so only something that is osam mitzvah sriyote, like it's anoshe, or nachai, or an insect, so it's osam mitzvah sriyote, but if Toya Shen is Nabeel, so it became Osea when he died, not Mitzchilas V'yosei. Sheranisko became Osea when? It became Osea when it's Nidmar Dinei L'Niso, but not Mitzchilas V'yosei. V'chein Tzor She'idobo Sholim, She'im Yecholik in Shmei Olof, La'afuk Yecheilef. So the whole portion of the Cheilef is Cheilef, and you slice the Cheilef, it's still Cheilef. V'chein Tzor She'i Sholim. V'yika Gidano She'ini Elakav Dilvat. וקריחת דלת את בויס, ואם הוא שולה עם מיקרה באק. דובו של ליבריה, של מזבשר עם ההקר, אם אני מכירי, הקלוס, והוריתי במסיתה, ואם מכירי, איזרקה. So, אם אני מכירי, שאין ציבריה, יבי תרו בסף יובש ויובש. So, everything is awesome. והוריתי במסיתה. As far as the ratings cannot be mixed up with the barrier, so, unless the barrier is very small, like an ant. So then it might become mixed up in Reitev too, you just can't see it. But if the barrier is something big, so let's say if it's an arbor, so you couldn't mix it up with a Reitev.
So, but that the Arbo could give it up. So the reason is that, anyway, I mean, according to the Rash, so that Yerushalmi, when it says here, Rabbi Yisi Barabun, Be'arbere, Be'alev, so it gives him out. So, but the Arbo Gemore in Avlizore says, probably, that an Arbo, as far as the plate of an Arbo is concerned, so it requires shishi. In other words, that Arbo is not Nisitam Livtam. There are many people who enjoy eating an Arbo. Even today, I mean, in China, they enjoy, that's one of the best foods, you know, an Arbo. So Manila, according to Arbo Gemore and Avrizore, so an Arbo, the plate of an Arbo requires shishi, kai shishi. So, but here the Yerushalmi, according to the Rashi Pshat, it's Be'alef, I mean 960. So they say that the Yerushalmi, so the Rashi says the Yerushalmi is chilek an Arbo Gemore. But of course, according to the Pshat of Moshe Rashenim, that Arbo doesn't mean a mouse, Arbo is a number of plates. So it has reference to the Tzir. The Arete is a nice in town. We makire, so is there okay, v'achirin v'arete, v'chor shelem samach kenegel. Chutz megid ha-moshe, she'in time reiser, then begin in benis in town. Avosh, so if he's makir v'gid ha-moshe, so then he takes it out, and the reiter is muter, because any time that the gid ha-moshe gave in the reiter, is not us. Avosham reiser, v'chor shishin kenegel v'hatir o-reite. Lefich, the sham reiter v'gid ha-moshe is awesome, the rabbon. But the shuman of the Gid HaMoshe he gives a tam, so maybe it requires shishim because of the plate of the shuman. Lefichoch yashem izbashem im gidei. Imakire is there, okay, so then you don't have any problem with the taruves of yovesh miyovesh if he identifies the Gid HaMoshe. He just takes it out. V'chol ha-shom mutar. V'im yesh v'samach k'neged shamle. V'im yesh v'samach, v'chol ha-shom mutar, v'im yesh v'samach k'neged shamle. V'im yesh imakire, so kolach. So then, So kolach yiches asuras, because it might be mixed up with the Gid HaMoshe. Mitzmach mastaruves of yovish biyovish. V'im yesh v'gero samach k'neged hashumen, mutar areitev. V'im lav osar, because of the plate sata, of the plate from the shumen, not the plate, not because of the plate of the git, because the beginning is tam, but because of the plate of the shumen agit. V'im minuach agit. Veini Nikea, so Tzorich Damke, so Mimele, as far as Berye is concerned, so there is Bittu, because it's not a Berye, it's not Shleimo, it's not Shleimo, but, even though it's ain't begidden beneath in Tam, so that only applies, according to the Pesach of the Mechaber, that only applies to the plate of the Gid, because in Gidden's Tam, Mashenken is the Gid itself was ground, was crushed. So you have the mamoshes of the gid, not the plate of the gid. So then we require shishim. But the question is, why should we require shishim? Shishim, what's the importance of shishim? Why does the Chachomim think of shishim? Because usually, if there is, most cases, if there is shishim, so the isa cannot give it tam. But here, even the tam is no tam. So it shouldn't be osir. So the arishenim lachili, can they say, that in minuach hagid ve'in nikea is tzorich only rov. We don't require shishim. But the Mechaber Paschal Tag Rishenim that we require shishim. The question is, why should we require shishim? The purpose of shishim is because usually, most of the cases, if there is shishim, so the Yisrael cannot give it tam in the Heta. But here, even if it will give it tam, that tam is not considered. Because they begin making tam. So the Mechaber Shite is, I mean, the Shite is Rishenim. That midrabonon we require shishim by minei too. By minei there is never tam ki ikeah because it's the same tam. So the chachomim are misakin by minei shishim because of exere otomi shalei b'minei. But there it's not because of tam, because by minei there is no tam. So that means that midrabonon there is a requirement of shishim all the time. Whether there can be an iser of tam ki ikeah or not, because by minei there is never an iser of tam ki ikeah. So mimele, Nimuach Hagid, Mishaloi Biminei, is not worse than Mimiminei. So even though it's ain't beginning there isn't tam, but by Mimiminei there is never tam. Still there isn't a connection. Mid Rabbonon we require Shishim. So by Nimuach Hagid we also require Shishim. Nimuach Hagid and Nika Tzor Adam Kisama Kenev. Deiro Shal Morok, Shenofel Shom Berye, Vinev Do Asarak. In other words, that is a big chumre. In other words, so suppose you have a big kettle of soup, and then a little end fell into the big kettle of soup, and and it's impossible, I mean, and that ant is so small, that insect is so small, that you don't have such a fine strainer to get it out. So then the whole soup is off. Yerokis mi visholis. Shemitzu bohem. Gimutuloi ha yerokis asuri. Avo mi ashlokis mi saminon umutoris. Vechin abosho yechetzemel yudikenu umutan. So in other words, so this is the halokhe. This is the halokhe. I mean, that's a chubis harajm. And that's a very big humor. So in other words, if in yerokis mi visholis you found gimutuloi, but you took them out. So since three is a hazoke, so memele, you cannot eat these yerokis. Because there might be another teras, another worm, and you don't see it. You don't see it. Now, this presented a very big problem years ago. Today, the problem is reduced to a minimum because of the government control, and fortunately, the government in the United States is very, very strict. And every day they become more and more strict in their control of the food production. So we don't have such a problem. But years ago, so there was a problem. So it was impossible to eat kemach because you know there are insects, you know, that are attracted towards flour, and then the insects are so small that even if you wouldn't be able, you know, to sift it out with a strainer, unless you will pick out every particle of flour. I mean, that's an impossibility. So because of that, so years ago, that presented a very difficult problem. I mean, what do we do? I mean, suppose today, so everything, every plantation, you know, so is sprayed. So this Indian of Tiloni, you know, of insects is reduced to a minimum. And even today we find, you buy a box of noodles, so you will see, so you have to be very careful, because many, many noodles you'll find insects. But years ago, I mean, the problem was much bigger, the problem. So the question is, now according to this din of the Rashbo, Yerokis mi visholis shenitzu ben gimu tuloyim, so Yerokis aisurim, so that means it was impossible to eat Yerokis, certain Yerokis. Especially like lettuce, I mean these things, I mean where insects are so frequent. So here in this country we don't have the problem. We don't have the problem. If that's because as far as the Yerokis are concerned, so because of the insecticide, you know, the spraying and so on, so there is hardly any insects. But sometimes insects get into the processed products, you know, in the store, you know, into the noodles because they stay there. I mean, for a long time. But years ago, so it was a very big problem. It was a very big problem. So the Kreisel Placey found the heter. I mean, for using the Yerokis, even though we find so many times Tiloim, so the Kreisel Placey says that Kidayu Reb Shimon Lismichol of Shasatrak. So even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like the Rashi and the Rashbo, that it barely becomes bottle in 960, but since it's just a track, so the crazy place says, so you can rely on the Shita of the Rashi and the Rashbo. I mean, of course, in all these things, let's say, if a little insect does get into a big kettle of soup, so there is certainly more than 960 measures of heter, maybe the size of that little insect. And it's only the Rabbanon, because Midrashe, a barrier becomes a bottle thereof. So maybe we rely, even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like the Rashi and the Rashi. This is the crazy place. That then, in Yankel Kalina, in Mishkan Es Yaakov, so in his day, I mean, that was a very serious problem that faced them. It was mamish. They were in many homes, so they used to look over every item of every Yerokis separately with a magnifying glass in many homes. So at my grandfather's homes, I mean, so that was done. So with a magnifying glass, so my grandmother used to, with a magnifying glass, she used to pick out and sort out every little item. So, but that imposed a great hardship. So Rabbi Yankel Kalina Mishkan Es Yaakov in Tshuva Lamed Aleph, he establishes a very big chiddush. He says that when we, this halacha, that a belly does not become bottle a few bellies. Why? Because it's choshev. So when is a child to say if it is the kind of a belly that could be seen? It's small, but it could be seen. But we don't see it because it became mixed up with other things. So maybe they are covered up. And you can't recognize, you can't identify that belly because it's mixed up with other bellies that are heter. But if that belly by itself had stayed in a certain place by itself, had been isolated by itself, then you would be able to see it without a magnifying glass. But if the belly is so small that you have to look very attentively, even without arumis, it's hardly noticeable only when you look attentively at it. So you can notice it. So even if you can notice it without a magnifying glass, but let's say sometimes you have such small ends that if you don't look attentively at them, you wouldn't notice them, even if they are not mixed up with other things. So that kind of rebellion is not a davar choshev. Which kind of rebellion is a davar choshev? If the belly is noticeable readily, I mean, without looking at it attentively, you can see it, you can't miss it. When it's by itself, you can't miss it. But you can see it because it's mure. So then a belly is considered davar choshev. But if it is so small that it is not readily noticeable, even when it's by itself, even when it's isolated, then it's not a davar choshev. So the male, he was matir. He was matir, all these, these yorkeis, because as far as big ants are concerned, big insects, so that doesn't require such exhausting toil, you know, to inspect it. But it involves exhausting toil to inspect for little tiny insects that are readily noticeable. So these things are not a davar choshev. Another Hashul. Then the Hashulchan, but the Hashulchan gives the best kula. The Hashulchan, listen. The Hashulchan says, he says, now there is a halacha. Now let's say an ant, a fly. So if you eat a fly, you are chayav malchus. Now the question is, one wouldn't enjoy eating a fly. So why is a chayav malchus? The answer is, well, this is what the Torah said. So even though the general principle is that if it's not whole achilas odom, so maybe you're not chayev, but these things, these insects, the Torah said it, and these insects are not whole achilas gea, and all righty, mouse, so that is whole achilas gea, because there are many goyim with it. But all the shkotzim, remotzim, I mean these things, they're not whole achilas gea, and still yachayev malkes. So drovim amusim, shenafshi shalodom kotzaben, yachayev malkes, because of a special zerotakosu. But the halacha is, suppose the shkotzim rimosim were cooked, with other things, so even though you don't have shishim neged the shkotzim rimosim, so the other things are muta. Why? Because it's neisim tam nivdam. So mimele, so even though tam ki yikya rizosa midraisi, still we don't apply even midrabono, the halacha, that if, let's say, dvorna miusim were cooked, let's say, suppose you put in some flies, say, with the meat. So, and there is no shishim neged the flies. So then it's the muta, because dvorim amusim, so it's nesim tam with gam. And the chachamim didn't tasa. So lachas kamo vechamo, the Hashulchan says, regarding the halacha that belly does not become bot, which is only dim rabbonon. So when do we say that the belly doesn't become bot? If it is the kind of belly that is not most, that is all achil. But if it is the kind of a belly, let's say a little end. So suppose he will eat an end. So he will not enjoy it, he'll probably spit it out. So when one eats an end, even though he doesn't enjoy it, so he's still high mountain, especially as a kosov. But when it's bottled in rice, but it's only because of belly, so this halacha that belly does not become bottom in the rabbanon does not apply to dvorim amusim shenafshi shalom kotzaben. This is the big kule of the Rosh Hashanah.